On September 16th, 1989, four players from three different bands set out to form something new in the Japanese music scene. Coin Locker Baby's frontman Sawao Yamanaka, Persia guitarist Yoshiaki Manabe, and drummer Shinichiro Sato and bassist Kenji Ueda of Kenzie and the Trips realized that they had a good chemistry together and figured it would be beneficial for everyone to work together on something. For a name of the band, Yamanaka took inspiration from a poster he saw in Manabe's room when hanging out with him, one of the post-rock compilation album Pillows and Prayers. 30 years ago today, the Pillows were born. While Kenji Ueda didn't stick around long after and would have a rotation of various bassists throughout the years, the trio of Yamanaka, Sato, and Manabe would become the core lineup of what many people would argue to be one of the most inspirational rock bands to come out of Japan. Their sound jumped around between pop rock and jazz-infused rock before settling into their current trademark sound, which awakened after the band became close friends with fellow Japanese rock band Noodles. Since then, they've gathered both national and international success, all thanks to a mixture of amazing songwriting, a strong fan base, and, to be blunt, the anime community. For me, the Pillows were the key to my gateway to the Japanese music scene. They opened my eyes to the magic Japan crafted both musically and lyrically, even if I sometimes have trouble understanding the latter aspect. But, to quote Sawao Yamanaka, "I believe good music has no borders, no race, and is timeless. And no band has demonstrated this better than the Pillows. And today, to celebrate this epic milestone of 30 years in the music scene, No Borders, No Race would like to salute a band that has truly earned the iconic label. Bastards and Wenches, this is your King Baby Doc Evan Borgo, and I would like to welcome you all to No Borders, No Race's celebration of a truly amazing rock band. This is the Pillows 30th Anniversary Special. On today's episode of No Borders, No Race, we're going to spin 19 tracks from the Pillows' massive library, all in chronological order. A good chunk of these songs are very hard to find, but some of them you can seek out on Spotify, Apple Music, CD Japan, and Yes Asia. I'm also going to give a bit of a history lesson on the band, albeit an incomplete one, as it's very hard to find full-fledged bios of the Pillows in English. So, if I'm missing anything, or if I get something wrong, please be sure to contact us with any corrections. And to start things off, we're going right to the beginning, the very first song off of their first EP, Pantomime, released by Captain Records on May 21st, 1990. An interesting thing about this particular EP is that its ownership has been transferred throughout its history, with a re-release back in 1998 by Teichiku Records. This, of course, made things a little complicated, as Yamanaka has said the band never received royalties for this re-release, and only found out about it in 2003 due to a fan letter he received. So, that's kind of sour, but nonetheless, he's still happy that people were able to listen to this record in some form. So right now, from their very first EP, Pantomime, this is The Pillows with Stand Up and Go.
違いじゃないか。
That was This Is My Fashion off of Moon Gold, released on June 21st, 1991. The very first EP release of The Pillows, and the first of two albums under the Pony Canyon label. The band would sign on to them after releasing one more EP for Captain Records, 90s My Life, which Yamanaka re-released back in 2004 under his own Delicious label. The second album under Pony Canyon was White Incarnation, which was recorded in London. It would also be the final album that Kenji Ueda would be a part of before leaving the band due to musical differences. In 1994, The Pillows would sign to King Records and begin work on their next album, with Tatsuya Kashima now joining them on bass. One big change on this record was the sound, which switched over to jazz rock due to Yamanaka being greatly influenced by artist Paul Weller and Style Council. That influence would show greatly on Cool Spice, released on July 2nd, 1994. From that record is Twilight Park Waltz.
Sola no Thank you.
March 24th, 1995 saw the release of Living Field, and from that album was Native World. This particular track showcased more reggae-like melodies, which guitarist Yoshiaki Manabe would later revisit for his own side project, 9 Miles, a few years later. It was at this point where Yamanaka wasn't having much fun making jazz rock, and wanted to return to more of a full-fledged rock sound. This would be pushed more after he discovered the works of the Pixies and the Breeders via his friends Noodles. At that moment, the band would start crafting their trademark sound. On January 22nd, 1997, what many people called their golden age began with the release of Please, Mr. Lost Man, which showcased some influences via Samuel Beckett's classic play, Waiting for Godot. Even its album cover depicts a scene from the iconic comedy, with lyrics making allusions to what occurs between the characters. From that album is Swanky Street.
Love. Pop culture saturated world, what's a nerd to do?
Hang out with your good pals on Nerdy Show, that's what.
Our flagship podcast is a weekly celebration of the multifaceted D20 that is the modern nerd.
When we're not devising horrors that combine VR and spiders or taste testing weird food, we're discussing the latest geek happenings,
digging into our deepest nerd niches,
or interviewing a celebrity or two.
Head to nerdyshow.com or find us on iTunes and experience a multiverse of awesomeness.
I'm
February 21st, 1998 was when Little Busters dropped, where their showstopper Hybrid Rainbow was featured. It was on another trip to London where the band saw a strange-looking teddy bear, which can be found in the Hybrid Rainbow video. That bear would become the inspiration for the band's mascot, Buster Coon, and the fan base of the Pillows would be labeled, of course, the Little Busters. And now, for a little bit of favoritism, because on January 22nd, 1999, the Pillows released what I would consider to be their greatest album of all time, Runner's High. This is where they finally perfected their alt-rock sound to the point where any sort of Western influences faded off into the background and the Pillows had their own unique rock melodies to share for the world. This would also be the final album to feature Tatsuya Kashima on bass before parting ways, which is quite a high note of an album to leave the band on. From Runner's High, this is Midnight Dash.
Oh,
1999 would see a second album release of Happy Bivouac on December 2nd, with Jun Suzuki being featured as bassist for the first time. The song you just heard was Backseat Dog, which if you listen carefully at the end, has a reference to the Pixies' Here Comes Your Mayan. The song that would follow that would be a full-fledged tribute to the bassist of the Pixies and the frontwoman of the Breeders, aptly titled Kim Deal. In 1999, the band would be approached by anime studio Gainax to contribute music for a 6-episode OVA series, an opportunity that the band almost said no to, as Yamanaka was sick of trying to commercialize the Pillows. But it's a good thing they said yes, as that little cartoon would open the rest of the world to their iconic music. That show was Foolie Cooley, which the band recorded 2 new songs for, I Think I Can, and the series theme song, Ride On Shooting Star. After the release of their greatest hits album, Fool on the Planet, in 2000, the Pillows would add a little prog rock to the formula for their next full-length album, Smile, released on Halloween 2001. This particular song pays tribute to Muhammad Ali, with a couple of quotes of his thrown in for good measure. This is Monster CC.
Hi, everybody. This is Phil the Issues Guy from IssuesProgram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Phil's recap and review, or check out IssuesProgram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out IssuesProgram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time. She's a girl, a swing girl, karate. She sounds like the sakura. Apple pipe of smoking. Nijimu, sekaiye, baby that town. She's a fool, a chimitsu, my millennium. Ali no su, was a my own. Sample case walking. Chotto, warate, stara stara. Don't like this drinking charm. If only I could put a light wings. She said stop out there. Don't say no. So let it go. You couldn't shine. Go back, go back, go back.
On October 23rd, 2002, The Pillows released Thank You, My Twilight, which is one of my personal favorite records, as it's legit the very first Pillows album I bought. The song you heard was Ritalin 202. Alongside Thank You, My Twilight, The Pillows would also release a B-side collection entitled Another Morning, Another Pillows, which has quite a bunch of amazing gems on there. 2003 would be the year where word on The Pillows would spread outside of Japan, with the anime Fooly Cooly being aired on Cartoon Network's Adult Swim lineup. Despite its 6-episode run, the series would gain one of the biggest cult followings in America since Cowboy Bebop, and, naturally, the sound of The Pillows would reach a brand new audience that not even the band themselves would have imagined. That year would also see the release of their next album, Penalty Life, on November 6th, which would be their first American album released via Genuine Records more than a year and a half later. From Penalty Life, this is I Know You.
Rentaron pride of a tie there.
After spending 2004 celebrating their 15th anniversary with a self-cover EP Turn Back, the tribute album Synchronized Rockers, and the album Good Dreams, the band would use 2005 to get out more towards a wider audience. They toured America for the first time in March of 2005, playing to sold-out shows all across the globe in small clubs, with yours truly being at their Knitting Factory gig. To this date, it's probably one of my most memorable shows I've been to, and was fortunately captured on their DVD Delicious Bump Tour in the USA. On January 12, 2006, the band would release My Foot, which also had a US release on July 4th, and the song you just heard from that record was The Generation. This would be the Pillows' last album on King Records for a time, as they would sign onto Avex shortly afterwards. They tour America again that year in support of its release, which was captured for their DVD, Lost Man Go to America. On May 2, 2007, the band's first album under Avex was unleashed, Wake Up, Wake Up, Wake Up, which featured the song Scarecrow, the end theme to the anime Moonlight Mile. It would also feature the song Propose, a melody the band premiered in America before anyplace else. But we're going to play a track off of that one that's more laid-back sounding. From Wake Up, Wake Up, Wake Up, this is Boathouse.
Yeah. Robert, why should people listen to another retro gaming podcast?
You mean Ardcast, David? We do have to keep this short, you know.
Yes, well, I guess we should start with the fact we celebrate old school video games.
And we have awesome guests and game giveaways. Don't forget that.
Plus our game show and your favorite segment, Random Select.
Don't remind me. Are we done yet?
Listen to Ardcast, another retro gaming podcast, part of RetroZap.com.
Finally, back to my beer.
On June 25th, 2008, their next album, Pied Piper, was released. And from that record was Lady Bird Girl, which would serve as the ending theme to the Japanese broadcast of Cartoon Network's Ben 10, proving again that Japan always gets the cooler shit. Before the release, the Pillows would tour America again with a stop at Anime Boston 2008, one of the very few shows AB has ever had that filled every single seat of their main hall. 2009 was where they'd go big for their 20th anniversary. They'd released two compilation albums with some re-recorded favorites on June 3rd, Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Pillows, and Once Upon a Time in the Pillows. October 14th also saw the release of their 16th album, Ooh Parts. In 2010, they'd record the opening theme to Disney's Stitch anime entitled Rodeo Starmate, which was released as a single later that year. On January 26, 2011, the Pillows would unleash their next album, Horn Again, which would lead to another U.S. tour that fall. From that album is Emerald City.
Stop.
After their 2012 album Trial, the band would take a breather to work on solo and side projects, before returning in 2014 for their 25th anniversary. The result of that celebration was Moondust, released on October 22nd. You just heard Break a Time Machine, and this album recaptured the sound that they had during their 1997 to 1999 era. It's also the only Pillows album that's graced the top of our annual Best Albums list, though they've been featured in various spots on past ones. 2014 also saw the release of their second tribute album, Rock and Sympathy, with artists like Good Morning America, Baseball Bear, Union Square Garden, and the Bohemians putting their own spin on Pillows classics. The Pillows would let go of bassist Jun Suzuki in May 2015, citing bad conduct by the band's publicist. They would rotate bassists throughout their tours, including short reunions with Kenji Ueda and Tatsuya Kashima at special gigs, before Yoshinori Arie of Vola and the Oriental Machine would join them permanently. However, their next album, Stroll and Roll, would feature various guests on bass, including Ueda, Kashima, Arie, Jiro of Glay and Yamanaka's side project The Predators, and Hige's Tomoyuki Miyakawa. Released on April 6, 2016, and their first album back on the King Records label, it would continue onward with the Pillows' revitalized energy and sound. From that record is Subtropical Fantasy.
Listening to I Think This Is Great. I Think This Is Great! Exclamation point with Clay Inferno is the full name of the show. And it's an interview podcast about people doing and being their best. We talk about doing compassionate work, making books, working on teams, getting over hurdles, doing great things, even when the chips are down and you just, frankly, don't want to do anything. It's a little bit of a tech podcast, but mostly this is a interview show where I talk to some of the most fascinating people that have come into my life. And hopefully I get to meet some new friends along the way. So welcome, and please let me know what you think of I Think This Is Great with Clay Inferno by joining the conversation on social media with the hashtag ITTIGpod, or you can reach out to me directly at CLAYNFERNO, Clay Inferno. There is no I in that Inferno, at Clay Inferno, clayinferno.com. But you are here at ithinkthisisgreat.com. So do me a favor, once the show launches, please go on to iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts and leave me a rating, and please spread the word. I want people to know about the show and the amazing people that I have on it. So we will see you on the internet.
This is LJ, and I think this is great.
Hey, this is Luke O'Neill, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great.
I think your business is great, and I think you're listening to Clay Fernal. Windows <That's>... backwards.
I'm going to use that one.
March 8th, 2017 saw the release of Nook in the Brain, and the song you just heard from that record was Hang a Vulture. And we're coming close to the end of the Pillows' 30th anniversary special, but the story of the Pillows is nowhere near finished. Before we play the final song, let's talk about 2018 and 2019 in the band's life. With the aid of Toonami, Fooly Cooly returned for two new seasons in spring and summer 2018, with the progressive and alternative seasons. The Pillows were brought back to do the soundtrack, going so far as to re-record songs from Happy Bivouac, Little Busters, Thank You My Twilight, Penalty Life, Good Dreams, and My Foot for its full-on Cool Generation compilation soundtrack. They'd also record two new songs, Spiky Seeds and Star Overhead. With assistance from Cartoon Network, the Pillows would embark on their biggest U.S. tour yet, with their first stop in Boston having to be moved from the small Sinclair to the bigger Royale due to high demand. Shortly after their U.S. tour, The Pillows would release their 22nd album, Rebroadcast, on September 19th, which is where we're going to spin the final song for today. But the road towards the Pillows is far from reaching its destination. Today marks the band's 30th anniversary, and loads of things are happening to celebrate it. Tower Records in Shibuya held a special exhibit showcasing the highlights of the band's career before being moved to the Osaka location. Sawao Yamanaka is also taking the reins of a film he wrote entitled Osama ni Nare, which features the Pillows and their friends performing a large range of music from their discography. The film will hit theaters on October 14th, and personally, I think it'd be cool to see if it gets an international release in some fashion. The Pillows are also contributing the opening theme to the basketball anime series Ahiro no Sora, with a song being called Happy Go Ducky. And on October 17th, the Pillows will be playing their official 30th anniversary gig at Yokohama Arena. There's also the mysterious timer counting down to the Pillows' 30th anniversary, which may reveal one final surprise in the works. Odds are it'll be news on their next album, but we will have to see. And that, listeners, reaches the conclusion of our 30th anniversary special for the Pillows. I thank you so much for taking part in this journey with one of the greatest rock bands of all time. A band I feel has made a far bigger mark in the Western world than the likes of, say, Larkin Siegel, the Blue Hearts, Guitar Wolf, and even ex-Japan. This is the band that opened my eyes to what Japan was capable of contributing to the music world. One that would push this little autistic kid from Massachusetts to break out of his shell, overcome his anxiety, and do a live radio show in college that showcased his love for Japanese music before becoming the podcast that you are hearing right now. And I personally wouldn't have done any of this if it wasn't for the Pillows. I owe them everything, as this show led me to working at Electric Sisterhood, starting Boston Bass Brigade under their umbrella, and achieving so much in both journalism and podcasts. Everything I have done from 2006 onward has been because of my discovery of the Pillows, which is why I thank them with all of my heart for basically opening up my eyes towards my true potential and, quite possibly, my true purpose in life. And I'm certain that I'm not the only one who's been inspired by them. Musicians, artists, disc jockeys, anime fans, and many others all over the world have had their worlds expanded thanks to the Pillows, showcasing the sort of phenomenon that Yamanaka, Manabe, and Sato have created throughout their 30 years together. So with that, it's time to wrap things up with a song from their currently most recent album, Rebroadcast. Specifically, the final song off of that record. This is Before Going to Bed. To all the little busters out there, I'm going to wrap up this show like how I used to back in my college radio days. Until next time, this is your King Baby Duck Evan Borgo saying, thank you, my Twilights. Sayonara, baby. Suffered, but I grew. Oh yeah.
yeah! Life is only once, seems like a dream. I'd like to say thanks to someone. Hey! Thanks to my darling, thanks to my angel, thanks to my bitch, oh yeah! Thanks to my team, thanks to my mother, thanks to my body, oh yeah!
Guys, this is your King Baby Duck, Evan Borgo, from the Electric Sisterhood, and your host for the No Borders, No Race podcast. Each episode, we play the best, brightest, and hottest acts from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. Every song spun is but a mere taste of what you can expect of the artists heard, so if you truly loved what hit your eardrums, please be sure to support these musicians and buy their albums, EPs, and singles. Places like Amazon.com, CD Japan, Yes Asia, Bandcamp, iTunes, and even your local record store are great places to plop down some sweet moolah to let those artists know that they're doing a heck of a good job with their melodies. The more an artist gets support from listeners, the better the chance that they'll come to a venue nearest you to play the sounds that won your heart. This message is brought to you by the Boston Bastard Brigade, reminding you all to support your local, national, and international artists any way you can.